Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Triglycerides Day. It's also National Black Forest Cake Day. It's also National Something on a Stick Day. And National Weed Appreciation Day. You know, who appreciates weeds? Really, I don't think anybody appreciates weeds. Because you have to pull them. They infest your grass and your flower beds and your gardens. And you have to figure out ways to get rid of them and encourage them not to grow. But they grow. If only weeds were pretty. And I guess in some cases they are. But if you think about it, like, weeds are plants that have learned to survive no matter what. And they're going to come up. You have to do nothing. So really, at the end of the day, maybe we should just have weed gardens, because they would take so much less work. You know, if our lawns were completely weeds, then we wouldn't have to worry about watering the weeds to make sure that they, you know, they grew appropriately and all that. The weeds, no, weeds don't need water. Please. Girl, please. You know, if our flower beds were weed beds, then do nothing. Just leave it as is. The weeds grow. There you go. I mean, I know a lot of places are that way because people are not taking care of them, but. And there are weeds that are nice looking. You know, kudzu is not bad, although, oh my God, I don't even know if people consider that a weed, but kudzu will just proliferate. It'll just grow anywhere and just climb all over everything. It's a vine. I've lived places that had kudzu. I've not seen kudzu here, like in the area, although it's not like I'm going around inspecting for kudzu, but. But anyway, so that was a lot about weeds. I'm so stressed out, people, because, and this is work, which is like totally boring to talk about, but I was called out in a meeting, you know, and my boss was like, oh, I need you to do this thing. And it involves having a UX designer, and a UX designer is someone who focuses on designing a UI or a user experience for a product. I'm a product manager, but you will generally have a designer that will designers. That's a callback to Project Runway. But anyway, you'll have a designer that you say, hey, the product needs to do this, this, and this. Here are the problems I'm trying to solve. Here are the pain points from the users. Here are the features that I think we need to deliver. And then the UX designer will work on, you know, figuring out what designs will best suit this problem and these features that you've laid out. And then they will actually create the mocks for then the engineers who will go and you know, develop those things. I am like a redheaded stepchild on my team. All of my other product managers have a dedicated UX designer in the United States that works with them hand in hand and does all this stuff. My UX designer is in India. She's barely assigned to my projects at all. I really need a UX designer per product that I have, because the scope of work that we're doing is so big. And there's the problem with her being in India is like we have limited time that we can meet because I'm in the US and she's in India, but also she says, well, I'm only allocated 20% to your product, you know, your products, and 80% of my time is allocated. She said, now I'm trying to devote 50% of my time to your stuff, but I can only meet once a week with you. And then my boss is like, oh, I need you to do this thing. And even my team members were like, but Adam's UX designer is not, you know, 100% dedicated, and he struggles to meet with her even once a week. And how's he going to do this? And my boss is like, well, there's a big focus on his products, blah, blah, blah. I was so stressed. I'm on my way home. I called my boss on my cell phone. I'm like, you are not providing me the resources that I need to get my job done. And then she says, well, I'm going to use this as a way to get you hopefully a dedicated UX designer. She hadn't said this to me. And I also have no faith that she's going to be able to do that either. Because the whole 2 years or 3 years that I've been asking for a dedicated UX designer hasn't, nothing has happened. And I almost ran off the road. I was trying to talk on the phone and I couldn't. I'm so stressed. And I have not only that, but I have orchestra rehearsal in just literally 25 minutes, and it takes me 20 minutes to drive there. And I needed to record this episode, and it's just like I'm you know, feeling it today. We do have a voicemail. Maybe this will calm me down. Let's listen to the voicemail, ladies and gentlemen. How about it?
Adam, it's Scotty, your Aussie butler.
Hey, Scotty.
I can't believe it. I'm listening to your little show, but I don't know what date it is. I forgot to look. Yeah. Probably it must be like 2 weeks ago now. And you only weigh 79 kilos now.
I don't know what 79 kilos is.
And I can't remember how tall you are because you always use olden day measurements and I've forgotten. Oh my gosh, you must be such a skinny homo now. I can't believe it. No. You weigh probably at least 5 or 6 kilograms less than me, which is like, I don't know, probably like 11 or 12 pounds in olden day measurements. Oh my gosh, I don't know. What am I going to do? Now I'm the fat one of Pride 48.
was I the fat one of Pride 48? Wait, did that stop? Oh yeah, he didn't even say bye. He didn't say Woodhaven or anything. It literally ended. Well, thank you for your call, Scotty. Always appreciated. By the way, if anyone wants to call or text, you can do so, 479-221-9393. And you can, instead of hearing me rant about my job, you can maybe hear yourself on the show or hear me read your text if you don't want to talk on the show. But yeah, no, I'm kind of in a holding pattern when it comes to my weight because... So apparently 79 kilos, I just looked it up while you were talking. 79 kilos is 174.165 pounds. I haven't quite gotten there, but I know you're rounding because there's not, you're not going to say, oh, you're 80, 79.83492 or whatever kilos, right? But I was 175.1. So technically, that's 79.424024 kilos. So get it right, Scotty. And archaic measurements. Think about England. I don't know if you guys do this in Australia, but in England, they use stone to represent weight. They're like, I'm 11 stone or whatever. Let's see. If I'm 175 pounds to stone. So I'm 12.5 stone if I was in the UK. I mean, they literally weigh themselves using the weight of a rock. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if stone, but I feel like back in the old days, they literally took a stone and said, how much does this weigh? And they're like, oh, I weigh 12 of those. You know, that is archaic if you want to talk about archaic. But yeah, 175, but I'm kind of stalled at the moment because I don't. It's partially because I haven't been as consistent on my calorie count. I mean, I've been counting, but I've been going too far outside of my lose weight zone that Noom is telling me. And so I haven't gained weight. Well, I mean, last week I had 0.1, but I mean, come on. 0.1 is nothing. I could poop that out. But anyway, so hopefully this week, my hope is, because I've done better so far this week, my hope is that I will have lost another pound or two when I weigh this Saturday. Noom is asking me to weigh every day, but I ain't got time for that. Like, there's just no need to weigh every day. It's, your weight fluctuates, and I am a negative Nancy. So, I mean, I'd be like, I would just be stressed all day long if I was like, oh my God, I gained weight. What am I going to do? And I would starve myself or something. So, but anyway, so yeah. So hopefully, but yeah, it's going well. I've got a long way to go before I get to the weight that I want to be, but we'll see. I'll just keep doing those 10,000 steps a day that are doing me no good. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, maybe in a better mood. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.